Ukraine's deputy prime minister says she's prepared to exchange Russian prisoners of war for the release of Ukrainian fighters trapped at the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. That city has been under siege by Russian troops for some 2 months, with few lifelines to the outside world. One person who has gotten a rare glimpse into life there is Gabriele Michelizzi. He's an Italian photojournalist with the group Cesura, and he's made several trips into Mariupol. Gabriele, welcome. And first, let me ask you, what is the feeling in Mariupol that you're trying to capture in your photographs?
When we arrived the first time, I saw a lot of people in the streets. And so I stopped this family with three kids and I said, what are you doing here? Why are you still inside the city? And they say, we have no place to go. That thing happened many times. The suffering of these people became much worse every day because also they're starving. There is no water. There is no electricity. So they live in the shelter like for 40 days under a heavy bombing, like heavy shelling. So also they have a lot of trauma. Like when I was talking with people, they was completely empty inside. Last Sunday, I was there close to Azovstal. And there's this family that was cooking, on a car. They put some fire and start cooking. And the mortar coming like 20 meters from them. They are so abused, you know, like they are so exhausted. Wow. They don't feel anymore a fear to die.
Yeah. Well, your photos that we've seen capture such a range of human emotions. There's one picture of a mother surviving underground, holding this adorable toddler with these bright blue eyes. And the mother has a little smile despite everything happening around her. Interestingly, you also have some powerful pictures that are not of humans. There's one photo that I saw where you're just capturing, I think it's a wall in public because people are scribbling updates on themselves or their loved ones because there's no phone service and people go to these walls, these effective bulletin boards to get an update on people. Yeah. That's the reality. You also captured animals. Can I ask you about the image of the remains of an animal fed to the lions and the tigers at the zoo in Mariupol?
Yeah. The zoo was attacked many times, and the owner don't want to leave the place because he don't want to waste like 10 years of work and their animals, you know, like there is a special, you know, things between them. No? And after he showed me like this camel that was hit by a mortar, two camel was hit by a mortar. One was exploded completely, so it was just remains, as you say. And the other one was still alive, but after 1 week when I come back, was dead. So sad story. And so there is kind of creepy point of view in this zoo. You know, to when you get inside, you feel like a death. Mm. And that's pretty the situation in all around the city. You feel the death. But what is completely changed, you can see around the city, people that are living like a normal life. And we speak
really?
With these. Yeah, yeah. I think is, you know, after 2 months that you live under heavy shelling, heavy bombing, you need to find a hand of this situation. And I was speaking with this young guy, like 16 years old. And my first question to everybody, why are you still here? They say, like, my mother have a problem, like she can move properly. My father is old, so I can't go away and I need to stay here. But I really hope the moment that I can go to another country because I don't want to live here anymore. This was my city. No, I destroyed it. I don't care about Russian or Ukrainian. I'm living in a hell. That's what he say.
Yeah. Finally, and this is just so powerful, Gabriele, to hear you telling these stories. Can I ask you about, you're a photographer, about what struck you about the faces you have seen? You followed one group of people to bread lines. What will you remember about their faces, their body language?
The face is a problem to sleep. I mean, for me, I mean, like,
you mean it's hard for you to sleep because of the faces you saw?
Yeah, it's I saw this little girl that looked like my first daughter. I have two daughters, around 13 years old, and was waiting for something, like, you know, some people must to bring. And we journalists, all the time, we go down to Mariupol, we bring like food and bread and medicine. You know, when I saw this girl, was like, you know, she was playing with some toys, you know, like on the ground, and behind her is completely burned. And she was smiling to me, you know, like she was smiling so much, like she was trying to catch my attention, you know, like, and this girl was smiling so much that make me happy, you know. But behind her in the picture, you can see, I don't know, like everything was mad about the human being and a beautiful thing in front smiling. But really, it's the thing that I can forget, you know, like, the face of the people are the things that I can really take off from my mind, you know. And especially because they're talking so much with us, they asking to us, you can please call my family, you can please call my daughter, you can find my daughter. So every time we take like all the number, we go back calling, and after we come back in Mariupol, say, okay, I speak with your mother, I speak with your children, she say okay, you know. It's just kind of, I mean, what we can do, it's not enough, you know. Like, my personal duty is to be on the ground, taking picture, reports, showing what is the situation. But at the end, I want to do something else, but it's never enough, you know. I think about myself in the same situation with my family. And these people don't give up, you know. They are fixing the streets, the house. I mean, it's unbelievable. For me, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Gabriele Michelizzi is a photojournalist with the group Cesura, and he's been in and out of Mariupol. Thank you, and stay safe. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.